And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Spring sports playoffs roll on as we near the end of the high school sports season. Here in Elk City yesterday, the Class 4A Regional Baseball Tournament got underway at Ackley Park. Elk City Elks are in the driver's seat to make their second straight appearance in the 4A State Tournament after a pair of wins. Big Elks topped Mount St. Mary in Game 1 4-0. Senior Cooper Church threw a 7-inning shutout, scattering 3 hits, striking out 8, only allowing a single walk. His brother Colin and also Aiden Hopper fueled the Brown and White's offense with solo home runs. In Game 2, Chickasha scored 6 runs in the top of the 6th to down Sulphur 10-4. That set up a winner's bracket battle between Elk City and Chickasha. Junior Cash Mayfield was his dominant self on the hill, and the Elks got just enough offense to win 2-0. Mayfield went all 7 shutout innings, giving up 4 hits, striking out 17 with 4 walks. Senior catcher Kale Poole was 2-for-3 at the plate, knocked in both runs. The nightcap saw Mount St. Mary come back from a 3-0 seventh-inning deficit to eliminate Sulphur 6-3 in extra innings. So today's game feature an elimination game between Chickasha and Mount St. Mary. The winner will play the Elks this afternoon. If Elk City was to fall today, the if-necessary game will be played at noon tomorrow. You can watch that one on BigElkTV.com if it occurs. Class A and B state baseball tournaments have been delayed a couple of days by the rain. Both tournaments will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In Class A, Canute gets going tomorrow evening at 6:30 in Edmond at Edmond North High School against Laverne. Fort Cobb, Broxton, and Visalia will play a Class B quarterfinal at 6:30 there at Edmond Santa Fe. Sunday's games will be at the original sites, Class A at Edmond North, Class B at Edmond Santa Fe. Canute's semifinal would be at Edmond North Sunday at 4:30. The Fort Cobb, Broxton, Visalia winner will play their semifinal on Sunday at 4:30 at Edmond Santa Fe. Then both finals will be on Monday, both at Edmond Santa Fe High School. Class B title game starts at 2. Class A game will follow at 5. A couple of girls' state golf tournaments finished up across Oklahoma yesterday afternoon. Class 4A was held at Weatherford. Ada's the champion, besting Bishop McGinnis by 2 shots. Fort Gibson came in 3rd. Locally, Clinton finished 4th, Weatherford 5th, Elk City placed 7th. Individually for Elk City, senior Brett Barnett is an All-Stater. After shooting rounds of 82 and 91, Campbell Rainey just missed out on that same honor. She fired 86 and 90. Cameron Edney and Jaden Manning both shot a 2-day total of 200. Edney had 92-108. Manning shot 95-105. Senior Kaylin Burton ended her career in the Brown and White with a total of 201 after rounds of 103 and 98. Weatherford's Rachel Carruth is also an All-Stater. Carruth shot 80-79. McKinley Elwick fired a pair of 93s. Her twin sister Addison shot 93-96. Reagan Rosencrantz had 96-104. Emma McCurdy finished with a 102 and 100. Then Clinton's individual scores. Addison Litke had 82 and 89. Kat Meacham finished with an 81 and a 93. Grace Meacham shot 88-89. Addison Newcomb fired 96-101. Riley Cummins shot 100 and a 97. The 2A girls finished up yesterday at Falconhead Resort in Burneyville. Turner won their 3rd straight state title after blitzing the field by 153 shots. Turner finished 2 days at 604. Tishomingo shot 757 for 2nd. Moreland was 3rd with 759. Mangum finished up 9th at 882. Merritt was 10th, shooting 888. Individually for Mangum, Cassie Whetstone shot 97-106. Asumi Sakikabara finished with a 108 and a 98. Kira McGill fired 116-115. Caselyn Brignan shot 139-120. Ashley Denton shot 103 yesterday. Merritt's scores were freshman Bentley Whitson with a 103-108. Peyton Broadbent shot 114-111. Madison Robinson finished up 102-124. Miley Flowers had 113-115. Mia Shepard shot 125-122. Also, Cordell freshman Birdie Brown, who qualified as an individual, played great. Birdie shoots 82-95 to finish up 9th. The 4A soccer quarterfinals played last night. 4A girls, Weatherford ousted Clinton 1-0. Lady Eagles now play Holland Hall in next week's semifinals. Woodward doubled up Bethany 2-1. They'll get Metro Christian in the semis. Then two-time defending 4A boys champion Clinton's moving on. Red Tornadoes win a rematch of last year's title game 3-1 against Chickasha. Clinton faces Metro Christian in the semifinals next week. Then finally, an early result from the 4A state track meet down in Ardmore. Elk City junior Cooper Garbarino won the bronze medal in the pole vault. Cooper cleared 13 feet to place third in the state. Not too shabby for a dude that's only been pole vaulting for 3 months. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kaug.